We all know turkey can be dry if it's not cooked right, but the story doesn't have to be dry, so let's add a little music from the late king of Western swing, Bob Wills. Why use music from a 1940s singing star and a story about turkeys? He's from Turkey, Texas, north of Lubbock, of course. Another turkey town is Cuero, about 90 miles east of San Antonio. Its big turkey farms are gone now, but the town known as the turkey capital of the world still celebrates its past each October with Turkey Fest. It includes a race between two turkeys down a main drag. If you can imagine two turkeys racing, maybe it's more of a trot. The town's high school football team is called the Gobblers. The state's only commercial turkey processing plant is operated by Cargill in Waco and processes 27,000 birds a day, according to its website. Its products include turkey slices for sandwiches and turkey legs for rodeos. James Grimm of the Texas Poultry Federation says turkey meat is very popular in today's age of high-protein, low-carb diets, and it's affordable.
It's very economical. Cost savings is a big factor today, and turkeys are very economical. As a matter of fact, in some places you can buy ham and get a turkey free, so you can't beat free.
Outside of commercially raised turkeys, state wildlife officials say Texas is home to three subspecies of the North American wild turkey, and the biggest of those three is the Rio Grande turkey. More than 500,000 of them roam the western two-thirds of the state. The red flap above their beak is called a snood, while the red flap under their beak is called a wattle. State Parks and Wildlife expert Jason Harden says on top of their head is sort of the turkey version of a mood ring called a caruncle.
It can actually switch from red to white depending on that bird's mood, if he's angry or looking to impress a female.
Hopefully this information will help you talk turkey over the Thanksgiving table. Brian Kirkpatrick, Texas Public Radio News.